Gentlemen, freaks, and geeks, grab your smokes and take some tokes, because it's time for Fatal Four-Way Radio with your host, Minister Sinister. Brought to you by Bud Backroom. And now, with me this week, I have Joe Bates. How are you doing, Joe Bates?
Oh, man, you know, I feel a happiness within my heart I'd never felt before.
Yeah, today is today, and yesterday was yesterday. And
yeah, you'll never guess what tomorrow is. Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Bates, everybody. All right.
No, give it the minimum right there.
Let's see, also with me I have, I might have a little something before I announce this guy. Maybe not. I have Batman with us, ladies and gentlemen. Batman in the hizzle. How you doing, Batman?
All the Hulk maniacs join the Macho Madness. Ooh, yeah. Macho Man is here. Mm-hmm. Macho Man, yeah.
I am Batman, and I'm doing freaking great, man. It's Thursday, but you know what that means? It's almost Friday, and Friday is the best day of them all, baby.
Hell
it is,
yeah.
Man. We got to go have some beers sometime soon, Batman. I need you to pick me up in your Batmobile and go have some beers, man, you know.
Well, you know,
that's the only thing about the Batmobile is that's why, you know, in Spanish they say not to lock it, because tú sabes, te lo roben, and it's exactly what happened to mine, so I ain't got no Batmobile right now. But, yeah, man, we should go up to the Eighth Wonder, of the world, or the Eighth Wonder Brewery, man. It's a pretty good place. I think y'all were talking
definitely
about that before this call.
I think we can meet up there coming soon, as there's an event going by nearby. But we'll talk about that later. Anyway, I think Albert Salazar is on his way to the studio right now. I'm not sure if he'll make it, though. He might be, I don't know. He's very busy right now, but he said he would stop by. But let's go ahead and get on with the show. I want to talk about, well, you know, I said we have SmackDown review. So I do want to talk about SmackDown. So let's go ahead and get right to that. We start with a rewind, of course, of Shinsuke Nakamura, who's clearly playing the part of a heel now. And, you know, he's talking about that whole thing about how last week or whatever, how he didn't speak English. They showed the whole thing, but then we go live, right? And AJ Styles comes out and he cuts a promo on Shinsuke Nakamura, and he's obsessing over the rock star, calling him, he called them a con artist. And, of course, the fans started losing their shit with their dueling chants of AJ Styles, Nakamura, AJ Styles, and so on, right? And just like that, man, he had freaking Providence, Rhode Island, eating out of the palm of his hands. And so there, he even got a few yes chants by mentioning Daniel Bella. And, of course, let's see, then he called Shinsuke a two-faced coward, and he calls him out, man. But instead, we get Aiden English and Rusev. And Aiden English cuts a brilliant freaking a cappella promo. And we get a quick match where Rusev finds himself in a calf crusher almost immediately after the match started. And Aiden English comes in. There's a DQ and a beatdown. And on Styles, there's a beatdown going on. But then wait, here comes Daniel Bella running out to the rescue. We get a match set by SmackDown Live GM Page for later on in the night. And Joe Bates, what were your thoughts on this opening segment?
Well, you know, I was worried because I felt like I forgot something when I woke up this morning, and I was thinking what could it be forgot, and I forgot it's the anniversary. It's Rusev Day, and that's
the
anniversary. I was like,
it's
every day. It's a day long anniversary. I love Aiden English and Rusev. The more Aiden English and Rusev I get on TV, the happier I am. And I gotta say, I was a little nervous at the WrestleMania match, but now Shinsuke Nakamura is at peak Shinsuke Nakamura. He's doing the heel great. I think it's fantastic. AJ Styles actually feels a little bit more bland because he's still the same character and who he is. But Shinsuke seems new, seems fresh, and you're never gonna hear me complain when you get more Rusev out there.
And Batman, what about your thoughts on this?
I think they're playing really good on the Shinsuke. They're just going on with what he used to do in New Japan, which to me is great because, man, was he over. AJ,
yeah.
I think I'm going to go along with what he...
Well, shit, he just got cut down.
That's what happens when you go along with me. When you go along with me, you get cut out of the program.
You get cut the fuck out. Oh, my God. I don't know how that happened. But, Batman, if you can hear our signal, if you can hear our bat signal, certainly do call back, Batman. Well, fuck it. Let's move on. Oh, there he is. There he is.
I got a little too. It was Rusev Day. I got a little too excited on Rusev Day, man. I started pressing all these buttons, and then it happened. But you know what I think it is? I think the blandness of AJ Styles made me hang up. And no, man. Honestly, he's bomb, man. I think he's great. But right now he's a little. But I think they're doing the staleness, and they're just giving that time for Shinsuke, which I'm looking forward to because WrestleMania, that match is good, but it didn't build up to the hype that everybody wanted it to be. But I think that's for a reason. It was more built on trying to get Shinsuke that heel part so that way we can really have that match that we're really looking for. I mean, it sucks that I feel like it could have been a WrestleMania match because of the K-1 or the series that they had in Japan, but... I mean, they know what they're doing. I mean, we can always say what we want to say, armchair this. I mean, you know, quarterback there, blah, blah. But, I mean, Vince knows what he's doing, so I'm actually really looking
forward to
the
Shinsuke. Yeah, they know what they're doing. And I think
And they've been swerving.
Good.
They've been swerving everybody. So, I mean, let that swerve keep going. Let that swerve go.
I agree that Vince knows what he's doing, but he is signing Dolph Ziggler to way too big a contract.
Dolph Ziggler. Was he even on the show? Where the hell? Oh, wait a minute. He went to Raw. We'll get to that in our shake-up segment. He got shook up. That's right. So moving on, we had Shelton Benjamin comes out, and he's yapping in the ring about something about what he needs, and he needs this, something like that. And then Orton comes out. But wait, midway through his entrance, Jeff Hardy comes out. And we get a match that you had to know would end with a Swanton bomb on the former Blonde Bomb Shelton. And sure enough, that's exactly what we got. Joe, is Shelton Benjamin doing his part? I mean, is this what he signed up for this time around?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they moved Chad Gable to the other side. Maybe they meet up with Jason Jordan again because that's not really working. Everyone loves Shelton Benjamin. He's an amazing wrestler. I think he's just too old, so he can't do the moves that he used to be able to do. But I was very surprised to see the Intercontinental Championship come back with Jeff Hardy. And it looks like they're building
United
up with
States,
Jeff Hardy. United States, I apologize. If it's not on The Miz, I don't care what it is anymore. When Jeff Hardy came back with the belt, I was like, okay, good. Because I was a little bit worried that Seth Rollins was going to come over here. And I didn't really like the idea of Seth Rollins on SmackDown. So it was nice to see Jeff Hardy there. It was nice to see him maybe set up a program with Randy Orton. But Shelton Benjamin, I feel like he's just there to make the new guys look good outside Jeff
Hardy.
Think that's, so there's going to be the NXT people coming up, and that's about it.
Yeah, I think that's Shelton's part right now as well. Batman, your thoughts on Shelton Benjamin?
I think, honestly, Shelton's doing great. I mean, and it sucks because I love Shelton. And but that's just the nature of the beast, man. You know what? Who else right
it
now?
It is.
I mean, if he's gonna put people over, I mean, who else better to do it than Shelton? I mean, that guy can work with anybody, and he can really put these guys over. And you know what? That Chad Gable thing, honestly, I was never really feeling it. I felt like it was Team Angle 2.0. But what better way than to put Chad Gable back to Raw so he can be back with Orlando or with Kurt Angle's son? Because I forgot his name already because he's not.
Jason Jordan.
Great.
That's how forgettable he is.
Yeah, but see, I think in a way maybe that 2.0, that's probably what they're going to do with Kurt Angle now there. You know what I mean? They're, okay, well, if we ain't going to have Charlie Huff in there, then who better than Chad Gable and Jason Jordan and make that Team Angle again?
Yeah, and we'll have to wait and see how that one develops. So let's go on. Promo with The Miz, man, and he starts working the fans. And I have to tell you, man, I would have been pissed if I would have been in that audience that night and found out that Miz wasn't there. However, he was with his newborn, so I guess that makes it okay, you know, but I digress. So they set up a premiere for the A-lister coming up next week on SmackDown, and I'm pretty sure it will be awesome. Miz, will it be must-see, and will it be awesome, Miz's premiere next week?
I'll tell you. The only thing I could think about the entire time the promo was happening was, that's a fake baby, right? That was like a real fake baby that Maurice is holding. And then I was trying to figure out whether that was Maurice or not. And then I was like, oh, he's going to show up at the end because that is the most fake baby I've ever seen in my entire life.
Man, I'm going to have to go back and look at it to see if it was. I was looking at it from a distance. So
That baby didn't move. That baby, it felt like, if you put that baby right side up, his eyes would pop open like those fake ass baby dolls. That was
weirdness to the baby. It had a weird sheen to it. Batman was a fake baby.
I think they're probably just setting up for Gene Snitsky to come back so they can kick him right into the crowd like they used to do, or like they did that one skit
years ago.
So they're probably just warming him up and getting him shiny. So when he goes up to the rafters, you know, when all the people are hanging out the rafters, they know exactly what they're reaching for.
Anything else on that, Joe Bates?
If it sets up a modern day Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero child custody battle, that's all I care about.
Oh man, I would be all for that. So we go back to the ring. And the Usos are in the ring, man, with the jobber entrance, man. I mean, just a big-time jobber entrance. And this, of course, is followed by the Bludgeon Brothers coming out to their generic hard rock tune. And we get a singles match between Luke Harper and Jey Uso that ends in under 2 minutes, I would say, followed by somewhat of a melee that ends up with Naomi coming out crying to the Bludgeons not to hurt her man. Please, no more. Joe Bates, is this one of those cases where she was saying no, but she really meant yes? And give us your thoughts on the segment as well, please.
Well, I'm gonna just not talk about what you just said and separate myself from that part of the conversation. How I felt about the match. I'm glad that I gotta tell you, it's 2018, you know. But how I felt about this match. I mean, I gotta tell you, this was a match. It was a match that happened between Luke Harper and Jey Uso. Naomi definitely did come out. It definitely was a match, and that's all I gotta say about that. I'm just gonna move on to the next segment.
Batman, anything you'd like to add to that?
I'd like to say, please don't stop. No, I think with the Bludgeon Brothers, honestly, man, this kind of made them look weak. If they were going to go and make them full force and how they won the belt, like, oh, yeah, you know what? It's set up for them to win the belt because look at how bad they beat up the New Day.
those spots that they did on the steps and everything. But then you're gonna go and then have to beat the crap out of the Usos, and because the girl comes out, they'd be like, "Oh no, never mind, I have feelings." No, your freaking name is Bludgeon. You should have bludgeoned her. When that happened, I figured they were gonna go and slam her. You know, like when they do that little fake, "Oh, I'm gonna protect him and throw the body over." And then while she's over him, then one of them comes over and just, like, you know, runs, you know.
Oh, man, could you imagine
their way, you know? That would, exactly. What better way to build heat? That's what you're trying to do, is build heat with you guys. But no, you got to go and freaking shine a baby before the damn spot, and then you got to go and be a baby when the girl comes out and be like, "No, please don't stop." I would have been like, "Hell no, I'm not going to bludgeon your ass." That's what should have happened.
But Joe,
let me ask you this.
Would've... Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Oh, if they would have hurt Naomi, if they would have done anything that would have hurt Naomi, that would have been the most insane thing I've ever seen in wrestling in the last 5 years.
It would have been.
That would have been crazy to let a guy hurt a woman on the screen. That just would have been nuts.
But what
I
also find insane, man,
was the Joe Ryan. But okay.
What I also find insane, guys, is, you know, just like, I mean, Jay, the Usos were looking so freaking good up until here recently.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, I mean, they got beat down, you know, the other night on SmackDown. What does that do for them moving forward? I mean, shit, where's their credibility going? They spent these last 8 or 9 months, I guess, going on a killer run that I missed. And, you know, I saw brief parts of it here and there, but I missed the majority of it. But I know it was killer. And now all of a sudden, is it going down the drain, Joe?
I think the Usos and New Day had an amazing year last year, but they have added so many tag teams to this division now. I mean, they got Sanity's coming up. They have some other ones as well I can't think of right now off the top of my head. But I think it's just the Usos are going to be there for a little bit and kind of take their step down. WWE gave a big year, a lot of cool things they did, but I think Bludgeon Brothers are going to move on, whoever the next face tag team is. And because the tag team division, Raw and SmackDown, there's so many tag teams now. So I have no idea what's going to happen, but I feel like they're moving on from the Usos.
Batman, are they moving on from the Usos, WWE?
I mean, you let a girl come in between the dudes. It's bros before hoes, man. So, yeah, I think they're kind of ready to let him go. Because if you're going to do all of that, I mean, I get it. Yeah, hell yeah, they put on them. They've been on the top of the line, you know what I mean? Especially with the Uso penitentiary and all that. I mean, come on. They've been on top of their game. But if you're going to lay him down softly. I mean, don't put him up to the – you're just like – like when a horse breaks his legs, you're just watching him suffer. I mean, let him just take him out the pasture.
Yeah.
You know, pew pew. Let him go. Nice. Not like that. I mean, I don't know that girl.
Yeah.
That when she got in the way and she begged, and they were like, "Okay, I guess we're not gonna do it no more." After you just finished beating the crap out of them. Oh, that just makes them look weak, man. Not only the Usos. But the Usos. Okay.
The Usos were looking a little weak there, man. So moving on, Sin Cara's in the ring now with another jobber entrance. And then Samoa Joe's theme music hits. And a match follows that found Sin Cara in a coquina clutch at the hands of Samoa Joe. Joe goes on to cut a promo about the land of opportunity and handouts. Everybody has had it easy. They've been coddled and convinced that they are better than they are. But that all changes. He's here now, and he will have the opportunity to put to sleep your beloved Daniel Bryan. He will be the man who defangs the viper Randy Orton, and he will be the man who will emasculate and decimate AJ Styles. And if there's anything left of Roman Reigns after Brock Lesnar beats his ass, he will personally shred whatever is left, and put the big dog out to pasture. And if by some miraculous happenstance, Roman Reigns is victorious, Joe is going to bring back his newly won IC championship, and he will tear the Universal Championship from his waist. Believe that. What about the promo skills on Samoa Joe? Man, he went to town on everybody. Joe Banks, your thoughts?
He went to town on everybody, and all I could hear was the writing staff going, "We don't know what to do with him yet. We don't know where to go with this, so we'll just have him say everything." But why is he still wrestling Roman Reigns? Like, what is he done? I don't understand. It seems like they were just kind of like, "We love Samoa Joe. We have nowhere to put him right now." I would love him on Raw because I think he'd be a good Roman Reigns rival after he beats Lesnar. But I don't know. It seems too cluttered in SmackDown for Joe to show up and do anything.
Batman, where are they going with Samoa Joe?
I have no clue, man. I mean, who did he wrestle with again? You said Jobber Sin Cara, whatever.
Yeah, it was Sin Cara. Yeah.
Who's he?
He's a nobody.
Sin Cara 2.0.
Yeah. I'm like where you at, man. I don't know where they're going with it. You're gonna bring him out and they beat him Sin Cara. If you're gonna make him do a badass promo, at least make him him out and make him beat them. I mean, make him beat somebody fucking worth it, not Sin Cara. That was like a little. That's probably exactly what I did. So I don't really remember much of it. I probably went to the restroom. It was like a restroom break segment. You know what I mean? Like,
he threw out Daniel Bryan out there. He threw Randy Orton out there, and then he threw out Roman Reigns out there as well. So is he gonna go after one of the Daniel Bryan or you know Randy Orton?
I mean that, like I said, I don't know, man. You can put nice names on everything. I can say Louis Vuitton, I can say Gucci.
Too.
Hey, you said. Yeah, I mean, like you said, it looks like they don't know what they're doing with him, man. They're just saying, hey, just say these nice words. Go say Louis Vuitton. Go say Dolce & Gabbana. Go say blah, blah, blah. But you don't know what the fuck you're doing with it anyway. You just make it give it all these nice names. Yeah, you don't know what the hell. They don't know what to do. I don't think they know what to do with him. They don't know what to do with him, man. I don't think they've known what to do with him since they brought him in.
And he's been great every time. Like, he had a fantastic match with Lesnar. The short rivalry had Roman Reigns was really good.
But they're going to have to find something for him, man.
He's so solid.
They're going to have to find something for the guy. Because, yeah, he's definitely a talent. And he's got the freaking mic skills. Oh, my God. So Daniel Bryan is spotted in the back. And he goes on to tell him about what a nice guy he is. What a nice guy he is. And then he's suddenly interrupted by none other than Big Freaking Cass. And Cass proceeds to make fun of Brian's of his height, and he calls him a little man. And then we go to the ring, and we get, man, an excellent freaking promo by Money Mella. And we had a Mellabration, Carmella with the Mellabration. And, of course, it was interrupted by the Queen, who is then interrupted by the Iconics. And for me, the segment went to shit, man. It just went to shit. And then the Queen went outside of the ring to get a piece of the Iconics, and there was a little melee, fast forwarding, and then we get a match, the Queen and versus one of the Iconic chicks. I think it was, God damn it, I can't think of her name. Anyway, we get a match between the Queen. It was, I can't think of her name. So we get this match, right? The Queen against one of the Iconic chicks. And,
Billie Kay?
You know, I was thinking, Billie Kay, that was the one. And I was thinking this whole time, I was thinking this was set up so blindly with no direction. I mean, they were just squeezing in as much talent as they could into a single segment. Man, it started out somewhat entertaining, but it lost my interest early on, man. And then to top it off, we had a long freaking match. And normally I love the chicks, man. I love the chicks matches. But just the direction of this, it was just done terribly, I think. Not to the talent. This is not on the talent. This is on the freaking writing and all that other stuff, the production work. I mean, it was a long freaking match, and then Charlotte got the submission and a beatdown at the end by Carmella. But wait, there's more. Asuka comes out and saves the day, and the faces stand tall. Oh, and between there somewhere, Becky Lynch was also in there somewhere. Joe Bates, your thoughts on this segment? Was it overdone?
I mean, it was nice to know where Asuka's on SmackDown now. I think they're setting up Peyton Royce and Billie Kay, the Iconics, to kind of take Charlotte's attention while Asuka goes and beats Carmella.
so Oscar can have the title.
I will say this. In NXT, when Enzo Amore, Big Cass, and Carmella were together, there was no way in hell I would have ever said that the star of that group would be Carmella. And she's the one that holds the title before any of those three. And she's been the best on television. And Enzo Amore is, he's a really, really bad guy. And then Big Cass, I just don't care. Big Cass is just, he is like a larger Baron Corbin. I just don't care for him at all. He's like a dumbed down Kevin Nash or Test. He's Test. That's who he is. Big Cass is Test.
Big Cass is Test. So we did have a Big Cass segment in there. Yeah, let's see here. Batman, what were your thoughts on that segment there with the women and Daniel Bella in the beginning, Big Cass, the Melibration, and the whole thing? Batman?
Oh, I'm sorry. I actually put it on mute. No, I think, I didn't like it at all. I'm not a big – the testing, I won't even take that comparison because Test was at least a better worker. He gets a lot of respect. Andrew Martin, he gets a lot of respect, man. Not for nothing. After he died, everybody, I've seen nothing on social media how much. But anyways, regarding this, I'm not a big fan of this segment. They could have done it a hell of a lot better, made the superstars look a hell of a lot better. You know, if you're going to go ahead and have Peyton Royce and I forgot her name already. If you're going to bring them out, make them look good, make them look strong, and put them in a segment that looks all weak, you know what I mean? And then you bring out Big Cass. I mean, not for nothing, like you said, I could care less about the guy. He's like, I don't really, and it's not that I don't want to, because I kind of like that whole duo, the Enzo and Big Cass and all that, and Carmella, and like you said, too, who would have thought? Out of them three, she's the one that made it big. But look at her. She's got charisma. She always did. She's actually, not when you think about it, she kind of carried them around in the NXT in a way. And, like, she gave them a lot of boost because, I mean, who doesn't like a fine-ass girl in the middle? You know what I mean?
Man, and Carmella, and Carmella is really good at what she does. I mean, she is good at her craft, man.
Really?
Something in that ring, she sounds like she freaking means it. And when she goes to kick your freaking ass, it looks like she's really kicking your freaking ass. Joe Bates, are you impressed by Carmella?
The most impressive thing Carmella did was she started off with the title in there and the crowd was cheering her and she quickly defused the situation and got them to boo her.
She did.
Which is a great heel.
Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah, the crowd control is really good, man. She knows how to control that crowd. She's got that feeling like you said, when she saw that she was getting them, like, no, I'm not a face, man. I'm a heel. You got to boo for me. She really switched it over.
Yeah,
she
turned them around real quick. I loved it. I freaking loved it. I'm starting to. Carmella is really on my radar now. I mean, she's always been there, kind of a little bit. You know, I've never had a problem with her, but I can see the improvement by Carmella. But as far as the segment altogether goes, I think they've tried to stuff too much in at one time.
Yeah.
But to what Joe Bates did say, though, at least we now know that Asuka is – that came up out of that. So I'll tell you what we're going to do, man. Let's go ahead and take a break right now, and we will be right back after these words.
Globally connected, we are the World Generation Podcast Network. Which generation?
Your generation.
Our generation.
The World generation.
Start the week off with a bang in the greatest talk show that will ever be, and that is on Sundays at 9 o'clock Mountain Time, 11 Eastern. Or maybe you like – Monday Night Raw, you can watch Monday Night Fallout. That's on right after Raw, 9:30 p.m. Mountain, 11:30 p.m. Eastern on the World Generation Podcast Network. You can listen on Tuesday to Facing Tuesday with the world record tying Mike Santori. That show is on 9 o'clock Mountain, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. There's Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio with Minister of Sinister. He's actually on the radio and has his own show. And it's all about SmackDown and Raw and the week and everything. 4 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Central Time. Time zone. Or Thank You Very Much by Joe Bates. Headliner Joe Bates. That's on Friday. So like us on Facebook, World Generation Podcast Network. Follow us on Twitter. And please stay tuned for more information.
rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? You want to see something really scary?
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Make sure I'm not muted. I have a bad habit of doing that, man. Guys, you with me?
Yep.
Guys?
Yep.
All right.
I'm here.
Shit.
I think he muted himself again.
Well, let's move on, shall we, gentlemen? Cien Almas and Zelina Vega promo. I have not seen these guys yet, this couple. However, I'm very excited. By the promo just makes me very excited. I am very excited. Joe Bates, Cien Almas, and Zelina Vega, are you excited?
Man, Zelina Vega is amazing because I don't know. I did not care about Cien Almas at all until she showed up, and I am super excited to see him in SmackDown with Zelina Vega. I watched Zelina Vega wrestle Johnny Gargano's wife on NXT, and she was really good. She's beautiful. She's fantastic. She's amazing on the mic. When she was wrestling Johnny Gargano's wife, who I can't remember the name, she was like working crowd while wrestling.
I believe
wrestling,
it's Candice LeRaeus.
Candice LeRaeus, yes. Candice Gargano now. but she, Zelina Vega was just absolutely amazing in the ring. She's absolutely amazing on the mic, and I'm more excited for her than I am for Cien Almas.
Excellent, excellent. And Batman, I know you have some thoughts on this because you following wrestling as close as you do. I mean, Cien Almas and Zelina Vega, tell us about it.
Cien Almas, man, he's doing really good. But like he said, man, until Zelina came in, I mean, she really put that guy on the map. He's good at what he does, but he needed a face, he needed a mouth, and she went and did that for him, man. And not only that, I mean, that's Austin Aries' wife, and so she knows what she's doing. I believe she's been in Shimmer. She's had classic battles with all the girls on the roster, from Becky Lynch to Natalie. She's got the respect of the locker room, man, and I'm glad that she's where she's at, and now she's getting a chance to where she can put on some matches on her own, because that girl deserves it.
Yeah.
She's talented, so I'm really excited. More for her, not Cien. I mean, I'm not going to down the guy, but I'm really excited for where they're going to go with Zelina.
Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to it.
His matches are great because of Zelina. Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it. I mean, from what I saw from her I mean, as long as he can back it up, I mean, I think they've got a great duo on that they're about to unleash on me. You know, I'm a casual, I guess, right now. I'm a mark, I'm a smark, or whatever the hell you want to call it, but I'm also a casual. I'm not too far into it. But from what I saw in this vignette, I guess they call it, I'm really looking forward to it. So then we had AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan versus Rusev and Aiden English, which saw Daniel Bryan and AJ win by DQ after Big Cass steps in and annihilates Bryan with a big boot to the face, man. And, of course, this was after Nakamura had low-blowed AJ Styles from behind. And what I thought was a good ending to the show. Joe, did you think it was a good ending to the show? And what were your thoughts on everything that transpired?
Yeah, seeing how Nakamura acted, even like his facial gestures there, like everything about Nakamura at the end was fantastic. I loved it. I wish Rusev would get a little bit more respect and a little bit more like display of what he can do. But I guess I get what he's supposed to be, kind of this heel they need if they need a heel for a match. But overall, the ending's fine. I don't like Big Cass. I don't like the fact that Big Cass and Daniel Bryan are going to have a storyline. It's kind of a weird big storyline for Daniel Bryan to start off his career, his new career with. So I'm not a huge fan of Big Cass, but Nakamura getting great. And it's nice to see Daniel Bryan wrestle on SmackDown again.
Yeah, Batman, your thoughts on the whole thing there that we just talked about, especially Big Cass, Daniel Bryan, what is that going to lead into something?
I think it's going to lead into something. For one, Big Cass, with that injury, and you saw how sloppy he was before, because, I mean, he's making fun of Daniel Bryan, but wasn't it a guy that was smaller than Daniel Bryan that put him out of commission just by throwing him over the ropes? So, I mean, if you're going to go with a little guy again and try to make Big Cass look good and put him over, who better than Daniel Bryan? You know what I mean? And from what I've listened to other podcasts and things, it sounds like Daniel Bryan and Big Cass, you know, get along. They got an affinity for each other. So, I mean, if they're going to go and bring Big Cass out and put him into a program, then who better than with Daniel Bryan? And honestly, I'm excited. I don't care who Daniel Bryan goes. I mean, that guy can have a match with a broom and make it look badass. You know what I mean? He can have the broom. He'd have the broom pinning him over, and still, he'd have nothing but close calls the whole time, and he'd put that broom over. You know, sweep him clean. But Daniel Bryan, man, that's Daniel Bryan.
Who do you think could sell better against the broom? Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, or Shawn Michaels?
Oh, man, that's I don't know. Now, if you were talking about, like, dream matches, that would be one, Daniel Bryan, AJ, and Shawn. Especially with AJ, you know, he's pretty much the second coming of Shawn, and then Daniel being trained by Shawn, or being, you know, trained in the school with Shawn. You know, I mean, that's just... If you watch the Dinner for Three, AJ was really trying to pry Shawn to come back out. But, I mean, I guess Shawn went out in the top. I can understand why he wouldn't want to come back, so that's good. But, man, selling-wise, I don't know.
The closest you can get is you can get Adam Cole to wrestle them, and that would be like Shawn wrestling, you know.
Oh, yeah. Adam Cole, baby.
Adam Cole, baby!
Hell yeah.
All right. Some banter there. I don't know who would sell better for the broom. So that's a tough one. That's a tough one to pick. That was a great question there. So let's see here. Well, shit, I think that's going to do it. I think that's the way SmackDown ended. I think we got a promo from Nakamura at the end where he didn't speak English again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that? Joe Bates, I'll tell you what, your thoughts on the way SmackDown closed with Nakamura and your SmackDown Live rating for this week, 1 to 10.
1 to 10. Ooh, that's tough. I thought SmackDown closed well. Again, I'm not a big fan of Big Cass, but that's it. That's my personal opinion. Out of 10, you know, they're doing the shake-up, so it's nice to see new faces on there. Nice to see what's going on Nakamura. I'm going to go with a 7 out of 10. You know, it didn't knock it out of the park, but it was really – it's always nice to be surprised on the program.
7 out of 10. That's a pretty good rating. On the other show I do, I mean, a 7 is, like, really, really good. So, yeah, 7 out of 10. All right, Joe Bates. Batman.
I'm probably – hey, I'm just a nice guy.
You're a nice guy. Nice guy, Joe Bates. Batman, your SmackDown Live rating – for the week, and also, what about SmackDown, the way it closed out, your thoughts on that?
I mean, for the, what it was, I think it closed up pretty good. I'm going to go with Joe. I'm going to give it a 7. You know, it wasn't too great, but with the surprises and what they were trying to get to, they got their point across, is what I'm trying to say. You know, they let you know what their plans are going, and like I said, I'm looking forward to it. You know, Samoa Joe now back on the roster. Big cash. I don't like him. I want to see what Daniel Bryan does with him. So I'm excited for Shinsuke. So 7 out of 10 is what I'd give it this week.
Let me ask you guys this, man, before I give my rating. No, I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and give my rating. And I thought the ending segment with Nakamura cutting that promo again and stuff as they rolled the credits or what have you, I thought that was pretty good. Clearly, Nakamura is full-blown heel now. But the thing I wanted to I'll give my rating, too. My rating for this week's SmackDown, shit. You know what? I am going to go ahead and give it a 7 out of 10 as well. 3 bells on that. Oh, we have 3 bells on that, 7 out of 10. We've got 3 sevens here. 3 sevens from the panel this week. But I wanted to bring up one more point before we move on. We still got a couple of things that I'd like to talk about before we can wrap it up. However, what about this? You know, I know you guys are both on board with not liking Big Cass. I don't care for Big Cass either, one way or another. I mean, I didn't miss him while he was gone. You know, I had no idea he was gone. I hadn't even freaking thought about him. Also, I hadn't even thought about Dean Ambrose until just a few days ago. I was like, well, shit, where the hell has Dean Ambrose been? And somebody said, oh, he's been hurt, man. I was like, shit, I didn't even miss him, you know, because they just move forward. You know, when someone is gone, baby, the wheels still freaking roll, and that's the way they are. But I wanted to ask you guys this, though. Big freaking Cass, is he going to be Miz's lackey? You know, Miz always needs somebody, man, or he always has somebody in his corner. Would this be a great situation to pair Big Cass as Mrs. Hollywood bodyguard or some type of shit? And they move forward with that, with Big Cass being the protector. Joe Bates, your thoughts? Big Cass the protector, yay or nay?
You know, I didn't think about that. It was something I didn't consider, and that sounds actually like a pretty viable solution to what they're about to do with Big Cass. Is just him and the Miz are going to be a nightmare for Daniel Bryan. Now, I didn't think about that. You're probably right there.
Well, we'll have to see. I'm probably right. I'm glad you think I'm probably right, dude, because I am hardly ever right. But it's logical. I mean, when it comes to this, I am hardly ever right. But it is logical, and I certainly wouldn't mind seeing it. I mean, if they're going to have Big Cass out there, you know, at least try to make him entertaining by pairing him with The Miz, who is the most entertaining, the most must-see guy, Batman. Big Cass, The Miz lackey. Is that possible? Batman?
You sound like Commissioner Gordon.
Shit, how the hell did this happen? Batman, there you go. Batman, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
All
I'm
right.
Here. No, I think you got a good point with the lackey thing. I didn't even think about that, but The Miz, he doesn't need anybody. People need The Miz. He's the one that gets people over. Look at The Miztourage, man. They were nobodies. Not that they were nobodies, but they weren't going anywhere. And now...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got some, you know, they got some rep now, I think, with Big Cass, and I didn't even think about that, but, man, that's you know what, you got a point. If they're going to try to get him over, then who better to carry him in the beginning than Daniel Bryan, especially with this? Oh, you know what, that too, that feud that's going on with The Miz and Daniel, then, I think you got a point, man. You got a role. Big Cass is going to be with The Miz. And, yeah, you're on to something. He's going to have a big part in it, you know, with The Miz and Daniel Bryan, and now Daniel Bryan and the Big Cass, and now Big Cass going with The Miz. Yeah, I think they're going to go somewhere with that. I didn't even think about that until you brought it up, so yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad we're all in agreement there. We'll see how that pans out, and if I was indeed right. Thank you, Batman, for wrapping up our SmackDown Live review and analysis this week. Let's move into the Superstar Shakeup. We're running out of time, but still, I would like to touch on it. Joe Bates, any moves?
You don't have to touch anything, man. That's illegal.
Joe Bates, what was your biggest surprising move for you?
The Samoa Joe move was probably the biggest surprise of all the moves. I can see The Miz going to SmackDown. I can see all the other ones. Samoa Joe, especially after cutting a promo against Roman for 2 weeks in a row.
Man, I know.
I did not see that coming at all. But the thing
went,
WWE even went as far as,
you know, WWE is coming to Houston June 2nd or June 3rd, I think it is, for Monday Night Raw. And they even went as far as putting that match together for us and announcing it at Toyota Center, Samoa Joe versus, you know, Roman Reigns. And so here I was thinking, man, I'm gonna get to watch Samoa Joe beat Roman Reigns' ass, and it's gonna be great. And not that I'm a hater of Roman Reigns, but just, you know, I like Samoa Joe and I like the way he beats ass, and he's very convincing. And now they took it from me, man. They freaking took it from me.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you on that.
And the other thing I like about the shakeup is with The Miz leaving SmackDown and The Miz Taraj staying on Raw, I have a feeling Bo Dallas is going to be reunited with his brother soon.
That would be cool, actually.
that would be amazing.
If
he went back to that Bo Lee thing and with the Matt Hardy, you know what I mean? That'd be genius. The way he says it, or so whatever. It says. Wonderful. That would stand. I could see him as the last.
Everybody.
Yeah. You just need to Bo Lee. Yeah, and I think he would be like the funny part to it, you know what I mean? Even though Matt Hardy is doing that, but I think like what's his name from the Andy Griffith?
Cheryl.
I think that's him. That would be the Bo Dallas.
We had an Andy Griffith reference in 2018. I'm glad that happened.
Oh yeah.
Batman, your thoughts on the Superstar Shakeup? What was your biggest shocker?
Well, for one, Big Cass, because ew. And then, the same thing with Samoa Joe. I mean, why are you going to do this program with Kevin come out and set this promo on Roman and then switch him over? Like, you're just wasting time. And this is why, that's why Roman doesn't ever get over. Because that guy is a big dog, but you're making him look weak as hell. You're going to let this guy come out after two promos talking mess about you and then don't even give you a chance to, you know, reciprocate, no receipt, no nothing. No wonder nobody likes Roman. You just make him look like a bitch the whole time.
Yeah.
And I did write down some of our predictions from last week, and of course, in Joe's absence, Batman and I did have some predictions last week on the Superstar Shakeup. But shit, man, the only one we were right about, we did these together. I laid it out to where we both agreed on it. So we both agreed that SmackDown would get The Miz. However, we both agreed that Hardy and Wyatt would be going to SmackDown, as well as the two short guys. Now, I wanted to ask Batman.
Oh, the Revival.
The Revival.
Hey, remember,
the two short guys.
I was going to ask you if you remember. We had
I'm the world's greatest detective, man.
My
name is Batman.
And we had the hardest time remembering their names. But we didn't want to call them two short guys. But finally, we came up with the name, the Revival.
Two short guys.
But we were wrong about both Hardy and Wyatt and the Revival. They both stayed on SmackDown. Also, we had called Daniel Bryan going to Raw and Asuka going to Raw and New Day going to Raw, and none of that happened.
No,
none of it.
I think we switched over with the Daniel Bryan though, because once we got with the Miz, we're like, actually, that would make sense with the Miz going over there and Daniel Bryan staying there.
Yes, you are right. We did. I will scratch that off. Okay, so we got Daniel Bryan and The Miz right.
And I'm going to say I was half wrong because one of the Hardys did go to SmackDown. So half a point, man.
Now give him half a point because he's Batman. Joe, any other thoughts on the Superstar Shakeup?
No, I'm just excited to see where they go from here. I think Oscar going to SmackDown is better because there's a lot of people at SmackDown she hasn't really wrestled yet. Oscar Becky Lynch, just matches you haven't seen before. I've seen Oscar wrestle Bayley. I've seen her go through Raw already, so
yeah,
yeah. Try out the SmackDown people.
I do have one thing with the Superstar Shakeup, not to cut you off. I don't think anybody remembers this. And why wouldn't blame me because that kind of sucked for them. After the Bar lost their title to a little kid, didn't you have them go and put over Breezango? Where are they going to go with those guys?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I mean, Joe, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I have no idea. They're over there on SmackDown to put somebody over. Maybe the Bar versus New Day. But I don't really understand. Like, I think the Bar is kind of run its course. I'd be excited for them to split
up. I think the New Day's run
its course. Well, I told Minnesota Senator a few weeks ago, what I'm hoping for the New Day is that they get a individual title run with Kofi winning it, and then they all think they're freebirding it, where Kofi's like, no, we're not freebird ruling the singles title. I want it. They break up, triple threat match. They have this whole thing. Finally lose the title to somebody else, and then they get back together. And like, let's just be the New Day, because that was a lot easier.
I like that.
Hell yeah, for
I
the
like
creative.
It would just take you out on a different trip, you know, and then they all, you know, see that they're for the greater good, being New Day is much better than being a single. Well, I love that. That's great fucking.
Because that gives a whole storyline. Then it's fine for them to be back together. Because Xavier Woods loves the New Day. He doesn't want to break that team up at all, I don't think.
No. Oh, but what if you did do that free burst thing, and then one of them got jealous, and then they all ended up in a triple threat buried alive match, but it was a casket full of bootios. And they'd be like, and then when they close the casket, they'd be like, yeah, your booty, and then just close it. You know what I mean? And then that's the end of. There you go.
Yeah, I could see. You know what? I could see Xavier getting the individual title, and then the other two being jealous because they've been around longer. Because Xavier is the best face of the three.
Yeah, he gets those guys over, man. He's gotten them over since the beginning.
Yeah.
Superstar Shakeup, Batman. Anything else on that?
No, I think that was it, man. I wanted to try to make sure that I didn't forget about the Bar because that kind of really. I don't know. I didn't have a bad thing about the nothing bad to say about Nicholas winning because it's WrestleMania, you know. What better way to get the kids into it? But to have them lose for those guys for that, and then to have Breezango come in and make them lose over that.
Maybe they're leading to a program.
They're not having Breezango be tag team champions in the Raw, so it doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unless you're trying to do something like maybe Sheamus and Cesaro, like, hey, dude, we've beaten all these guys up. We're supposed to be the Bar, and then you let these Bars of Soap beat us. Like, what the hell kind of shit is it? You know what I mean? Maybe that's how they start. You know what I mean? Like, maybe that starts another program between them two again because they used to have that best of seven. Man, that was a best of seven.
Yeah. I was there for that. They had the seven match in Indianapolis. And it was the first match my girlfriend ever seen live for the first program. And that's when Cesaro jumped over the ropes and landed on his head. And the whole time I just brought my girlfriend to watch somebody die. What did I do? What have I done?
Well, my thoughts on the Superstar Shakeup, man, you know, I think it's refreshing. I mean, I see a lot of people complain about it and whine about it and whatever, but, you know, I think it's refreshing, man. I mean, you know, yeah, everything has changed up. You know, your favorite star left from one brand to another. But think about the possibilities that we have now. I mean, for crying out loud, Breezango just beat the Bar. I mean, what's next? you know, where do we go from here? You know, we just don't know. So I look forward to it. But we're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we're going to close out the show talking about the greatest Royal Rumble. And that's going to be it. So we will be right back after these words.
Well, we're moving on.
You want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it Drinking Soda, but you don't want to call it soda because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop, you Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday nights? Okay. Well, you did Rippin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye. Hello, my name's Hollywood Tony P. I'm the voice of the IWC, manager to the stars. I'm also a wrestling fan. I've been so since I can remember. And this is Lou. Lou has been watching wrestling since the days of Bruno Sammartino. Lou is from Brooklyn. Oh yeah, Lou still thinks that wrestling is real. Join us Wednesdays at noon Eastern on the World Generation Podcast Network. And we're talking WWE. Oh yeah. Lou is my father.
I was walking down the street, and what do I see? The woman of my dreams staring back at me from a billboard. 30-minute meals.
Big old ass and some itty-bitty titties. Wanna bump and grind and fuck that nitty-gritty. Give new meaning to Sex and the City. Wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Every day I see her on the TV screen, cooking up some food I be thinking quite obscene. Bend that fat ass over that oven. Come on, Rachel, get ready for my loving. I wanna fuck me Rachel Ray. I think about her every day. See, I told you that I wasn't gay. I wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Big old ass and some itty bitty titties. Let's have sex and sing a little ditty. Chop those onions and make that bread. Fuck me till I'm dead. I wanna fuck me Rachel Ray. I think about her every day. Fuck that bitch in every way. I wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Toss my salad, let me stir your soup. I got a big ladle and it's wooden too. Eat a Rachel taco and I'll drink your juice. Just like I did to Aunt Jemima. Already fucked Aunt Jemima. Wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Wanna suck Rachel Ray.
All right. And of course, that was the Bow Wowzer, little Bow Wowzer, who is no longer with us. But we certainly do thank his estate for passing off his work. Great guy, Bow Wowzer. So let's go ahead and finish this out, guys.
Wait, that guy's dad?
What's that?
wait, that guy died?
No, man. is there a real Bow Wowzer? Wait a minute, is there a real Bow Wowzer?
I thought that rap song, remember the rap song died, and like, you know, you always wanted to play this Rachel Ray rap song when he died, so here it is.
Hey, I like that. Makes me want to fuck Rachel Ray. She's a small ass
like,
kid in
the
big
old way. What the hell is going on?
Speaking of dying, not to change subjects, but if y'all know that Bruno Sammartino, the legend, man.
The legend. Our rest in power, man.
Yep.
Rest in power.
Yep.
Man,
I'm
so glad you brought that up. I am so glad you brought that up, Batman.
I am the world's greatest detective, Batman.
You
yeah, I'm Joe Bates.
Joe Bates.
I am a third guy on this podcast, Joe Bates.
your thoughts on Bruno Sammartino dying and what he did for the business. Did he mean anything to you?
Nah, man. He was when wrestling was super boring and no one really cared about it. So, like, I'm sad that he passed and everything, but, you know, it's
yeah.
You know, he had the title for a long time because nobody else really mattered. It was that boring.
Yeah. You know what? I'm in complete agreement. Batman, your thoughts on the legend, Bruno Sammartino?
Well, I guess I'm a mark, so it doesn't bother me. I mean, it does, of course, because that's a legend. I mean, he really put everybody on the map, sold more Madison Square Garden, you know, live events and all that. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, it doesn't bother me as much as, like, when Eddie Guerrero or, like, when Dusty died. And, you know, those are the guys.
Yeah.
But because that's my generation kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Bruno Sammartino
right.
was doing stuff way the hell before I was even – thought of or conceived, you know what I mean? So yeah,
how old
was
he?
And everything, but huh?
I want to say he was like 82 or 83, somewhere around there.
Yeah, so he's lived a life, man. He's lived a life.
Yeah.
Let him go. Rest in peace with those guys.
Yeah, you know, those are my thoughts exactly, man. May he rest in peace, you know. But, you know, really, I never cared for the guy because I wasn't exposed to him. I saw maybe one or two of his matches, and they did nothing for me. But it was in another era, you know, so
yeah,
I can't compare him. Comparing him to guys of today or something like that would be just absurd. You know, he was in a different era, and he put asses in seats. And in this business, that still matters to this very day. So the fact that he was able to do that, you know, he's got my full respect. And, you know, we did lose a legend. And my condolences to his family and friends, of course.
You know, Bruno Mars named after him, so he left some kind of mark.
Yeah, Bruno Sammartino passes away at 82. So let's see here. Moving on. We are already into the 6 o'clock hour, ladies and gentlemen. 7 o'clock in Eastern time. But moving on, next week, guys, is the Greatest Royal Rumble. Greatest Royal Rumble coming at you live from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, I think, something like that. King Abdullah International Stadium, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And this will be taking place on Friday, next Friday. What's the date on that? The 27th here.
So you're saying you want to do a live talk-through show? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I might be able to do something. We'll talk about that in the bullpen.
You mean you're talking about? Did you say something about going to the Astrodome? That what's it called? The beer IPA place?
The Eighth Wonder is on the 13th, of May. We'll be there signing autographs, of course. but let's see, we've got the Greatest Royal Rumble match. It's going to be 50 guys. Let me go through the card real quick. So we have the 50-man Royal Rumble match. We have Brock Lesnar champion versus Roman Reigns in a steel cage match for the Universal Championship. Seth Rollins champion versus Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe versus The Miz in a ladder match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. AJ Styles champion versus Shinsuke Nakamura in a singles match for the WWE Championship. Jeff Hardy versus Jinder Mahal in a singles match for the WWE United States Championship. And Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy versus Cesaro and Sheamus in a tournament final for the vacant Raw Tag Team Championship. Bludgeon Brothers versus the Usos in a tag team match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. And Cedric Alexander versus to be determined for the Cruiserweight. Another singles match, John Cena versus Triple H in a singles match. And The Undertaker versus Rusev, Ruru, in a casket match. So that is the card. The card is freaking stacked, man. I'm going to do my best to watch to watch that live, and maybe who knows, maybe even you know, drink some beers while it's going on. I don't know. I'm gonna see what I can do on that. But
maybe
Joe
drink some
your
beers.
Thoughts on the card. Your thoughts on the card and the pay per view coming up next Friday.
You know, I didn't know the full card until you told me that, and I'm like, what is
freaking stack?
What is this, like another
stacked
WrestleMania? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's freaking stacked, dude.
And the,
and
the worst part about it.
Now go ahead.
No, you go. I'm gonna do it. It's a tangent. So
huh,
you go
from
first.
What I understand, man, the tickets are only like $80 for a VIP pass, no less. $80. But yeah,
yeah, but you can't drive
there. But yeah. But if we were in Saudi Arabia, man, $80 freaking, that's it. Joe Bates.
Yeah. So the worst part about this whole thing is this is next weekend. You know, you said it's on Friday, and next week Avengers Infinity War comes out. Well, that was the weekend I decided to plan on a trip. I'm taking my girlfriend on to Napa Valley, so I'm going to be completely free from internet for the entire weekend. So I'm going to miss this whole thing. I had to shut down my Facebook, to shut down my Twitter, and to shut down all social media, so I can't be there for me. Thank you. So, because I'm a great boyfriend, I have to lose out on like everything I care about.
Joe Bates, the great boyfriend. Deserves an applause. At least he's a great boyfriend, ladies and gentlemen. shit, man. Well, my condolences.
Thank
my
you.
My condolences, man. It's going to be my freaking great. Yeah, the card is stacked, man. Batman, your thoughts on the Greatest Royal Rumble?
To me, I'm actually pretty excited. You know what? Going on the Greatest Royal Rumble, there was a thing we talked about the other day about Jeff Hardy. I mean, Jinder Mahal, you were saying, like, man, I wish Rusev would have won that United States. And I was like, well, honestly, it kind of makes sense with Jinder winning it, because if they're going to the Greatest Royal Rumble there, you know, not saying that he's from there, but, you know, just, you know what I'm going with.
Right,
but who better
right.
to go as the United States champion than him? But then Jeff Hardy wins it. So now I'm kind of like, what better way for Jinder Mahal to go over there and then win the championship over there? You know what I mean? So that was my
yeah.
only thing with it. But, I mean, other than that card is stacked. I'm not really worried about Friday, because I got a pre-ticket to watch Infinity War at 6 o'clock on Thursday. So before anybody else watches it, I'm there. So,
cool.
Yeah. And my kids are going to be with their baby mother. So I'm
baby
happy
mama.
That, so. Yeah, the baby mama. With no drummer. So, yeah, man, I'm excited for the Greatest Royal Rumble. You know, I feel like he said, like Joe Biggs said, I mean, it's like another WrestleMania, man. What the hell? All these guys
yeah,
there, and then you're gonna have a Bootio Cactus match. I mean, casket match. That would be cool.
Casket
that would be. That would be cool. They kept on Bootios.
Yeah.
They filled it up. They filled it up with milk and then closed the lid. Hell yeah! Now nah, who's booty?
This is madness. Oh man, I am looking forward to this pay per view. There's only one question though: will I pop a beer that early in the morning? I mean, I think the pre matches here start at shit. I think 11.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock
11
somewhere.
Central.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be 5 o'clock over there in their area. Wherever that, you know, and somewhere in between, man, in Africa or somewhere, I don't know. No, I think even before Africa, I don't know, man. But anyway, yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I'm highly considering it. The only problem is, man, you know, I do something like that. Next thing you know, I'll press the broadcast now button and get out of line on the
That'll
air.
That'll probably be the best way to show
happen.
Them.
So there are is the shit, that's it, man. The Greatest Royal Rumble. And Joe Bates will not be watching because he will be free of the internet, but he is a great boyfriend, so shout out to Joe Bates for being a great boyfriend.
Thank you.
Someone's getting laid. Someone.
Yeah.
And Batman will be watching. Who knows? Maybe maybe Batman will come pick me up, or I'll pick him up. I'll send the Pookie copter out and.
The Pookie.
And pick him up. Yeah, that's my girl. I'll send the Pookie copter out and pick up Batman and, you know, bring him over. But we'll see how that develops. So, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Bates, go ahead and take yourself out, man. Any plugs, anything you'd like to promote?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I get the Thank You Very Much podcast you see on Fridays. And then you can watch Thank You Very Much live on Facebook every Saturday, 1 p.m. I will be doing a podcast. This Saturday's live episode will be the worst white guy. So that
one's gonna be real fun.
Yes. That one's gonna be real fun. And then it'll be in Houston, Texas, May 13th at the Secret Group. You can find the Joe Bates of the Secret Group on Facebook event. Buy some tickets. It's gonna be $5. Come check it out. I'm real funny. I'm a real nice guy too. And I'll shake your hand, but I won't really – it'll be all small talk. I'm not really deep at all.
Yeah, there you go. Joe Bates. It'll be small talk. It's not really deep. Joe Bates. Thank you as always, Joe Bates. Batman, anything you'd like to say in closing?
Yeah, Joe Batesman, I'm actually pretty excited to meet you at the brewery. On the, you said the 13th, correct?
Yep, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. You can catch me on Instagram at Batman_1987 and on Facebook at Pastor Paiz, PastorPaiz. Check my music out, man. I'll play guitar, sing, do my own stuff. So, yeah, feel free to check some of the stuff out. I got some music up there, man, and let me know if you like it. Follow the pages, man. And it's been a blast, like just like last time, and I'm sure every other time is going to be a blast as well. So,
ooh, yeah, brother. Have a good night.
And as always, I would like to thank Bud's Backroom and Yalissa, also some people from the Bud's Backroom chat, Ice, the Burying God, Super Liger, Jermaine, AJF, Feed Me Morons, Eric Viveras, Twist of Cain, Wu King, Miss Money in the Bank, Emma, Uncle Wes, and many, many more. Everybody at Bud's Backroom, go check them out. They'd love to chat. They'd love to post the latest memes and whatever the hell. Go check them out now. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, and as always, please join us again next time on Fatal 4-Way Radio, and remember to keep it real, keep it heal, and as always, keep it sexy.
Generation Podcast Network.